So moving on from information structuring, another thing that, you know, people are using AI for in legal is really kind of big data and deep data analysis. And here, you know, I think the kind of commercial example that is most pertinent is fraud detection. So I have a couple of clients, or I should say former clients because I don't practice anymore, but basically their technology is helping large financial institutions or commercial vendors like, you know, Amazon, E-Trade, et cetera, to figure out that there are certain patterns of behavior or, you know, things that happen in their system that are actually fraud, right? And that these fraudsters have a certain way that they're acting. And because you're able to look at the whole set of data, much more information than you would otherwise see as a person, you can pick out these patterns where a person would never be able to see them, right? And in a legal context, right, well, how we're using this technology is in e-discovery, right? So when we work with this company called TexIQ, so in some very large ticket $1 billion litigation cases, it's able to go through the kind of production data, pre-production, and to figure out, okay, you know, for the privileged documents, right, which as we all know is kind of the first screen, which of these documents are privileged, and not just to look at the information that is in the text of the document, but also to recognize that, hey, if it's sent from this person who is a lawyer to this other person, right, potentially, even though they might not mention certain keywords, right, that there might be a pattern here and these documents might be privileged. And in doing that, you can kind of increase dramatically the actual catch of potential documents that are in not kind of produced for discovery. Right, so that's a legal example. Finally, once you've structured information, once you've recognized these patterns that, you know, humans might not be able to recognize, then you can make predictions, right, about what the pattern is going to be in a new fact pattern, right? And, you know, and if you recognize that, that's essentially what we do in kind of law and legal analysis. You know, that's not a coincidence, right? And so in the real world out there, I think the most common application of this technology is actually in the financial services industry, right? So currently, there's about $1.5 trillion worth of assets that are managed using purely statistical algorithmic techniques, right? And what they do is essentially predict, right? It's going to go up, it's going to go down, should I sell, should I buy, based on pattern recognition statistics and machine learning. In a legal context, you know, one example of how we're using this, you know, this company used to be called Lex Machina, but now it is called, it's part of Lexis, so they've been acquired. But, you know, it takes all the information about cases that are in Pacer and kind of existing Lexis systems, and it gives you certain predictions about patterns that you might otherwise not be able to recognize if you were doing the research yourself, such as, you know, in this type of case or in this particular court, and with even this particular judge, what their inclination is in terms of ruling with respect to a certain type of argument, right, with respect to a certain subject matter. And then you can use that information to kind of further advise your clients and even make predictions. So that's kind of an example of a legal application. And when, you know, Sean talks about his example, I think you're going to see that actually a lot of these algorithms are being applied more broadly than you think, and much more often than you think it would be the case, and making life, well, maybe not life and death decisions, but certainly life-altering decisions in kind of defendants' lives. And I think that raises some very interesting ethical issues as well. So, you know, with that overview and hopefully context, I will turn it over to Jessica, and she's going to give you a kind of a more in-depth view of a particular application in information structuring.
Thanks, David. That was super helpful context. Move to the next slide. Well, while we move to the next slide, I'll tell you about my role. You know, I just joined Lexion a few months ago, and prior to my role at Lexion, I was a traditional in-house counsel for a B2B SaaS technology company. So that's my background. So I really come, you know, I was really excited about joining Lexion because this was how I organized my contracts at most of my previous jobs. this may look really familiar to many of you, was a file folder of some sort on your computer, a local drive, box. And then to organize them in some way into a structured way, we often had to create some sort of spreadsheet, right? To track by customer, effective date, and other relevant clauses. And it was a really tedious and manual task of looking at some poorly scanned PDF, like this one in the slide here, and then doing that translation work that took, you don't need a law degree to do this, right? And so really, really excited about joining Lexion because really, rather than me spending hours to create a report like this spreadsheet and maintaining it, a tool like Lexion eliminates that sort of rote work.